wonderful host for over the years. We've had the Coach's Huddle Show here. And joining us now is Cedar Falls head football coach, Brad Remmer. Tigers last week on the road in Ankeny, take on Ankeny Centennial, and it's the Jaguars using a very good first half, and they go on to beat the Tigers 28-14. And Coach, you commented after the game that there were some missed opportunities in the first quarter for Cedar Falls.
Well, absolutely. When you look back at the game, the way it came out, we kicked with the wind behind us starting out. We deferred like we wanted to. We got our defense out there. Jake did a good job, Holstein, getting it set up. So we started defensively on the 20-yard line. And we did a good job getting stopped in that first quarter. And it just, unfortunately, offensively, I think we had 2-3 and outs when we had fairly good field position to start the game. And our philosophy is if we can keep them pinned down on their side, we get the ball in good field position, it gives us a chance to score. And unfortunately, we didn't take advantage of those opportunities in the first quarter. And then second quarter, they got the win behind them a little bit, and they kind of played reverse theory on us, and they were able to get points on the board, pin us down there, and we weren't able to get it out a couple times, and thus we're down at halftime 21-0.
Okay, you're down 14-0 right before halftime. Did you feel you ran a little bit too conservative right before the end of the half there? You had like three running plays in a row.
You know, it's one of those things. You look at the clock. We hadn't been moving the ball into the wind, and you have to make a decision as a coach. You're down 14-0. You know you're getting the ball to start the second half or whatever. Do we want to do something that maybe is uncharacteristic and throw a bunch of passes, stop the clock, and that? So I felt comfortable with what our defense was doing to run the clock out, make them use their timeouts. We punted the ball. They got it somewhat near midfield, a little bit on their side of the field. And I thought, hey, with no timeouts left, we were going to be able to get a stop. And unfortunately, we just did.
So it's 21-0 at halftime. And what's the conversation at halftime? Because that last touchdown seemed to be a real demoralizing score.
It was. And if you look at it, we talked about how we were going to regroup in the second half. We have the fortunate ability now to have huddle sidelines, so you get to watch. You can watch the replays and so forth with your players at halftime. And we went through offensively, and we just watched at the number of plays that we had where we had opportunities if we just blocked the right people. And we had some missed assignments there, and that was our theme starting out the second half, is to get on the blocks and execute some of the things that we were doing. And I think that showed in that first drive of the second half. We were able to come out and press the ball down the field and move it down fairly quickly to get a score.
And it's Drake Gelhouse continuing to have a strong season. He scores on a 30-yard touchdown run. You're back in it, 21-7. Could you feel the momentum shifting on the sidelines? You got a good feel of that.
We did. We felt like we came out with a little bit better energy than what we had there, especially in that second quarter. And the sideline kind of turned a little bit. We needed to go out and get a defensive stop. And we were able to do some things defensively, and we had an opportunity. You look at it, we drove the ball down again. We had a 1st and 5 after one of their penalties. We took a shot play down for the end zone, down 21-7. And unfortunately, we got picked off. It was a little bit underthrown, and it kind of took a little bit of the wind out of our sails. Because there, if you get points and you get it within one score, heading into the fourth quarter, and you're in pretty decent shape.
We're talking with Brad Remmer, Cedar Falls head football coach. It's then Ankeny Centennial scoring to take a 28-7 lead. Tigers score late on a Tate Hermanson 7-yard run, but too little too late as the Jaguars win 28-14. Looking at some of the numbers in the game, Drake Gelhouse, 20 carries, 139 yards. Mentioned about the touchdown. And defensively, Colin Kunrat, 9 tackles, including 2.5 tackles for losses. Drew Campbell continues to dominate, 8 tackles, 1.5 tackles for losses. And Drew Langner had an interception. So he had some bright spots, even though I'm sure that would have to be a loss at Dunn.
Yeah, there was some kids played well. You mentioned when we talk about players of the week, we still had some. You mentioned Drake Gelhouse and his 139 yards rushing. Kunrat played really well on defense. Drew Gerdes did some really good things on the special teams for us. And we had 2 reserve players last week that did a great job in Tate Bakula and Tristan Fober. So there were some pluses. It's just one of those things. We have to go ahead and we got to regroup. We just have to. And and some of the mistakes that we made in the first half offensively, we can't continue to make because we didn't run a whole lot of plays in the first half. And that's on us. That's on us making sure that we get them in the right situation and make sure we go out and execute. We just didn't do that, and we kind of put our defense in a little bit of rough position there in the first half, and it became, you know, too much for us to too big of a hold to get out of.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Peppers. Might sound sour grapes coming from a Tiger fan, but Drew Campbell having a great season, but it seems like he gets held quite a bit.
Yeah. That's what it is, and you just got at the point of the attack. You hope they call it, but you know, he's a kid that's going to draw attention. He's going to draw attention from one and two blockers and think, and he's trying to fight through that. And it's one of those things you just have to kind of battle through. And yeah, there's sometimes we kind of feel the same way, but Drew's one of those kids. He's got a big motor, and he's going to keep working at it to try and get done what he needs to get done defensively.
All right, this week it's homecoming for Cedar Falls, and Tigers will be hosting Muscatine. And we were just talking before the start of the program that they have changed their offense this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been a spread team, three and four wide receivers all the time and throw it around quite a bit and just run a little bit, keep you honest. Well, they had a philosophy change over the course of the last year, and they're going to the old wing tee. So you're dealing with trap plays, you're dealing with sweep plays, you're dealing with bootleg and some 34, 35, as we call it, in our system and that. So it's a little bit different animal than we've prepared for in previous years for Muscatine. So they got a really, really talented running back. This Cozart, he's a junior. He started last year, sophomore for him. At one point he was in the top rushing in class 5A. He's got 793 yards rushing and 7 touchdowns through the first 4 games. So a real talented back, and they're trying to kind of utilize his skill set and find different ways to get him the football.
Cedar Falls 2-2 on the year, Muscatine 1-3. Muscatine coming off a loss to top-ranked Pleasant Valley, but they had a nice win against Bettendorf. And sounds like this is a team that maybe has given up a lot of points this year, but still can provide problems offensively.
Absolutely. And when you look at it, their big win was against Bettendorf, something they hadn't beat them in about a decade. And that was a 37-34 game. And it was a deal where that tailback rushed for 350 yards in that game. He had a huge game against them and broke loose. And the thing about it, watching him on film, always keeps the leg churning. He's a 5'10", 185-pound kid. But he runs much bigger than that. He broke through a lot of tackles in that bet game, and he'll provide a challenge for us. And we're going to have to do a great job of tackling, something I know Coach Humple and the defensive coaches, it's been a point of emphasis this last week, because quite frankly, we had times against Centennial where we didn't tackle that well, and they know we need to be better at it, and that was a thing we worked on a lot this week in preparation for the Cozart kid.
How excited are the Tigers to be back home, and especially with homecoming week? I know it's always kind of a fun week for all the students.
Yep, it's an interesting week, and we've had a lot of things going on. Powder Puff went on. Juniors upset the seniors 14-12 on Sunday night in the Powder Puff game. We had the homecoming assembly. I need to mention Gavin Alderman. He's a senior offensive lineman. He's a football player that's on the court. So, Aldi, a big shout out to him. He was announced yesterday for that. Tonight we have a big team swim after this radio show that we do every year. We go over to Holmes Pool, and there'll be the annual cannonball contest. So lots of things are happening, but I think our kids, they know at the end of the day, the focus has to be on the game on Friday night. And we do have to play a bunch better than we've played the last couple of weeks, eliminate some mistakes, and go out there and try and get a win.
All right. Offensively, do the Tigers need to tweak anything? It seems like the last couple of weeks have been kind of a struggle at times.
Yeah, we did. And we got to play more like what we did at the second half of the Ankeny game. We got out and we got a drive right away to start the second half. We put together a nice 2-minute drill there where we had the run, a good mix of run and pass, and we were on our assignments. And that's been kind of the theme is, hey, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We're not good enough to be in second and 12, second and 15. And just line up and knock people out of there. So we've got to do the little things early on to make sure we put ourselves in good position.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert here on the Coach's Huddle. coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub on this Wednesday evening. We're here every Wednesday evening throughout the high school football season. Health-wise, how is Cedar Falls right
now? We're in there. We were boogered up. You didn't see Andrew Lagschulte play again on the inside there. We did lose our tailback for the year, our other starting tailback, and Keeler, he had his surgery yesterday, so a shout-out to him to get himself better. And so but we are banged up in a few spots, but, hey, it's opportunities for other kids to play, and they just have to get better, and that's the way we work at it. So, that can't be an issue as we head into the game versus Muscatine.
Can you give us a quick fill-in about the feeder programs for Cedar Falls? How are they faring?
You know, you look at it down at the junior high, I know the 7th and 8th grade. After 7th grade won a game the other day over at Hoover. It went down to the last 2 minutes, but they came away with a win, and I can't quote the score, but I know it was in the 30s, so it was kind of an exciting game. 8th grade program seemed to be doing all right when visiting with them. Our 9th grade program's 2-2. They go down and they play at Iowa City Liberty. In our sophomore program, you know, they've actually played 2 JV games, so it's hard to really put a record on what they have because they've played a mixture of sophomore and JV. So, you know, doing some good things, and those programs are important to us, and we're keeping eyes on them because those are the future of our future Tigers of our program, and we wish them the best of luck as they continue through the fall.
All right. You ready now for our question of the week here on the Coach's Huddle?
Always ready.
Man. All right. As a coach, how do you determine what a good practice is?
I think that the biggest thing with practice is it doesn't matter how long it is, how short it is. It's the tempo in which you go through, the engagement of the kids, and you look at the mistakes and things that we make. Are we making them going 100 miles an hour? Your kids are going to make mistakes, but are we making them going fast, or are we being floppy? Are we losing off the football per se? But I think that's the biggest thing is what type of energy do you bring in the time we're there? I don't think you have to be out there very long. You look at some coaches and they want to be out there 3 hours, tooth and nail, using the full 3 hours that they're allotted with that. I don't think you do that. I think you sometimes lose kids after 2 hours, but it's one of those things with what are you doing with the time you're out there, and are they moving around with a lot of energy?
All right. Well, Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, thank you so much for telling us about what's going on with the Cedar Falls football program. Friday's game against Muscatine, we're looking at a 7:15 kickoff.
It'll be roughly in there, 5 o'clock. We've got the sophomores keying off. We do have the Hall of Fame induction before the game, and we got the homecoming quarter at halftime, but we're trying to try and get that thing going at about 7:15.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck Friday against Muscatine.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Brad Remmert, the head football coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Nice enough to be our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. On the way next, we'll find out what's going on with the Waterloo East Trojans. We'll be joined by their first-year head coach, DeCarlos Anderson. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub on this Wednesday night. This is the Coach's Huddle, 1650 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Nope. Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Club on this Wednesday. This is the Coach's Huddle. Having fun. We're talking with the head coach now for Waterloo East, Carlos Anderson. Nice enough to join us. Waterloo East on the road last Friday against Des Moines North, and turned out to be a defensive game, and it's Des Moines North able to prevail 18-6. And coach, I was expecting a few more points by both teams, but it sounded like that just turned into a defensive battle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, you know, one of the things that we both were expecting, because again, I don't think anyone scored in the second half. So we came out pretty strong that first possession, and you know, we thought a little more would be able to come, but again, we just kind of beating ourselves again. It's been a kind of the story of our season, just not capitalizing on some key opportunities in their territory.
And you scored on your very first possession, correct?
Correct.
Turned out to be a touchdown pass. Jameel Montgomery hauling in a 50-yard touchdown from Landon Sewell. And you had to feel good getting on the scoreboard first.
Yeah, it did. We came out, moved the ball well. And again, I think that was a good opportunity for us to kind of jump on top of them. So, again, that was, you know, we were expecting more to come. But, again, we just had some struggles offensively, just getting out, capitalizing on some opportunities we had in their territory.
But for a young team like the Trojans are, this has to be a confidence builder, though.
I think that's the main thing, you know, overall, just knowing that, as I say all the time, our future is really bright. But, again, we're going through those, you know, lack of experiences and growing pains right now. So.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo East head football coach. So 6-0, but then North responds. You were worried about their running back. You said he was one of the best or leading rushers in the state.
Yeah.
Were you able to contain him?
Yeah. I think it was a situation where, you know, again, we game plan. You know, I think we put in a pretty good game plan to stop him. The first quarter, he jumped on us pretty quick. And I think once we kind of got a, you know, our kids got a feel of what, you know, exactly what we're doing, we continue the rest of the game. So, yeah.
Well, statistically, your quarterback, Landon Sewell, completed 15 of 31 passes, 160 yards, the touchdown. Leading receiver was Jameel Montgomery, 3 catches, 64 yards, including that 50-yard touchdown pass. Devarian Clark, 9 carries, 56 yards. And now, is this Adan Muhammad had a big game for you?
Yeah.
13 catches?
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of the things to where that's why I said we did have some success on offense. I think that, again, we moved the ball pretty well. But in times when we were deep in their territory, we just didn't capitalize. I think there were maybe a couple fourth and ones that we didn't convert. And then just some key miscues when we had opportunity to get some points. But, again, they were in the zone defense, and we had some opportunities in the zone. And, I mean, Lennon did a good job of just kind of picking it. So
a tough break though. Your quarterback Landon Sewell got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt. It's a leg issue, and so again, from what we got from the doctor here earlier this week, he won't need surgery. So again, it's a matter at this point how much pain he can tolerate, and, you know, but he'll probably be out a couple of games. So
all right. So Jameel Montgomery took over, went 4 for 8, yeah. 16 yards. Does Jameel ever leave the game because he also punts? He kicks off for you. Did he drive the bus down to Des Moines?
Yeah, he does it all. So again, you know, it's one of the things to where, you know, we are. You know, we don't have a lot of numbers, and so, you know, we definitely are in the phase of where we're playing Ironman football. And so Jameel, he doesn't get our opportunities off, and so that's why I always tell him about conditioning practice, because again, he's going to be on the field a lot.
Carlos Anderson, Waterloo East head football coach, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Defensively, Mason Hicks, 8 tackles, Billy Clark, 7.5 tackles, and those guys were active and come up short, though, 18-6. And I know how competitive you are, Coach, that you don't want to feel good about a moral loss.
For me personally, I think regardless of the score, we had opportunities in all the games we played thus far to come out on top. And, you know, just us going back to the drawing board and getting better. We got a tough matchup this week, I think, which is probably going to be one of our toughest games of the year. Just working on that, just kind of dealing with the injury bug and things of that nature. You know, again, we just going to go out there and fight, man.
Okay, now you're open up district action as the Trojans are in Class 4A, District 2, along with Decorah, Western Dubuque, Marion, Mason City, and Waverly-Shell Rock. The Gohawks currently ranked number 3 in the state, 4A. Yeah. They're unbeaten, 4-0, and they'll be hosting you coming up on Friday. That'll be a good test because they are big, they're physical, and that'll be a challenge for Waterloo East coming up Friday.
Yep. You know, again, I think it's one of the things where, as I tell our kids, you know, we don't have anything to lose. Mm-hmm. Want us to go out there and play these last games hard. I think that regardless of what happened at the beginning of the season, man, we can still finish strong, and who knows what's going to happen at the end. So just being optimistic and continue to encourage our kids and just keep working hard. That's all we can do.
Talk about Waverly-Shell Rock. Is it just their physicality that concerns you?
I think more than anything, they're a veteran squad. Again, they have a lot of physical guys, and I think the things that, you know, for me as far as like concerning, I just think it's just more than anything for our guys to be ready to wear. You know, again, you know, it's like a fight. You know, if they punch, you got to punch back. You know, I think that's kind of what my thing is, just that, you know, for us to, you know, take punches and punch back versus taking punches and not really being able to punch back, you know. Mm-hmm. so that's it. I mean, I know they got maybe a couple of D1 kids. I know they got one guy for sure and things like that. So, you know, at the same time, I tell especially our seniors and things that have guys that have aspirations to go to college, it's an opportunity for them too, right? You know, if you go out there and show yourself, then again, that puts you on a different level as well.
Coach, besides the injury to Landon Sewell, obviously that's a tough break for you guys. Did you avoid any other serious injuries?
We had our center had a concussion, and then we got our other starting corner. He had a knee injury as well. We're limping into this game, but you know, we'll come out and fight, man.
All right. Well, DeCarlos. This is our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. How do you determine what a good practice is as a head coach?
For me, I think it's a matter of flow, right? So being able for us to go in, get in and out of periods with the guys without lack of waste of time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think for me, that's the biggest thing with like practice, is really getting the most done. Without wasting a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Well, yeah. Well, DeCarlos, still having fun though?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, again, football is my thing, and I knew coming into this year I had a tall task, but I'm looking forward to the off season, and we have a young team, and I think that, you know, the future is bright.
Friday night you're at Waverly-Shell Rock. Best of luck as you take on a talented Waverly-Shell Rock Gohawk squad, and look forward to talking with you next Wednesday night and filling us in about your young team.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
All right, thank you. DeCarlos Anderson, the first-year head coach for Waterloo East. Up next, we'll talk with Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head coach, talk about their game last week against Dubuque Senior and preview their contest this Friday. This is the Coach's Huddle coming live from Peppers on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel, think Shirt Shack.
Welcome back. We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle, 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you, joined now by Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, now in his 14th year. Time flies, doesn't it, Coach?
It really does. It really does.
I remember you when just started.
Yeah.
Look at you now. You got a beard.
Beard, gray beard, and yeah, kids call me old.
Your team last week, homecoming, you fall to Dubuque Senior, 34-0 is the final score as the Rams use a big second quarter to pull away and grab the win at Memorial Stadium. And, Coach, it sounded like, well, looking at the highlights and stuff, a turnover that they scored a touchdown on kind of turned the momentum in that first half.
Yeah, we started off the game pretty well, and then we talked about starting fast. We got the ball. We drove the ball down to about the 30-yard line, and we had a one-yard We had a one-yard, fourth-and-one situation, and we went for a quarterback sneak and bobbled the snap, and everything went downhill from there. But we started off really well offensively. Defense has been playing really good for a long time here for us the last couple of weeks. We'll put them in some bad situations where, you know, we have turned the ball over on the 5-yard line or turned the ball over in the end zone, those things. So we'll put them in some bad situations, but they continue to keep fighting and doing a good job. Got to get a lot of credit to our defensive staff. They've done a good job.
In the second quarter, Dubuque Senior scores 21 points and builds a 31-0 lead at halftime. And just sounded like kind of a they took advantage of a shorter field and were able to put together some pretty good drives on you.
They definitely did. Field position was crucial, and that's because we didn't move the ball offensively. You know, we have some problems offensively trying to still work out and get some things going, but you know, when you give them a short field, anybody a short field, you know, that's an opportunity for them to get the ball in the end zone. And so our field position wasn't good. We wanted to try to be on our side of the field and try to work that way, but, you know, we didn't give them that situation.
All right. Well, and it's a Dubuque senior. You go on to win 34-0. Alex Willis, your quarterback, 11 out of 21, 75 yards. Capel Fay rushes for 31 yards, also catches three passes for 25 yards. And defensively, you had some guys all over the field. Brandon Baller, 8 tackles. Dalton Aldrich, 4.5 tackles. Jacob Moeller had an interception. So guys are playing hard, but sometimes just ball doesn't bounce your way.
Yeah, our guys are all playing hard on both sides of the ball. I would never discredit that. It's just the mistakes that are killing us offensively and putting our defense in a bad situation. You know, our young guys on defense, we play a bunch of juniors and sophomores, and we got 2 seniors that start for us. Those guys are really, Coach Rowe got those guys playing hard and really hard nosed. Just offensively, we just keep shooting ourselves in the foot. We have some good times. We move the ball, and then, boom, we do something crazy by fumbling or turning it over or missing a block and those things. And that kind of hurts us a lot. We're just trying to get those things fixed throughout the week, and hopefully nothing new comes up the next week. But we're just trying to get those guys to understand what it's going to take to be a winning team, and we still got a lot of season in front of us, and we got to understand that. We just got a team to keep getting better and minimizing the mistakes. I think that has to be crucial.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach. Good news for Waterloo West. It was your homecoming, and one of the members of the football team was named the homecoming king. Therese Smith.
Yeah, King T-Rez is what I call him. King T-Rez. So he he's a really good guy for us. And, you know, a lot of the student body likes him, and that's why he was voted king of the homecoming.
Queen was Sahara Williams, so that's an athletic king and queen at Waterloo West for homecoming.
Yeah, good group there, good group of kids, you know, good parents, good parent homes, and that's why they got voted king.
All right, well, this week, big challenge for you. Play a very talented Southeast Polk team. They come to Memorial Stadium. And they have a lot of guys, Division One talent. So that's going to be a challenge for Waterloo West. Southeast Polk, they were number one in the state. They got beat by Ankeny last week, 31-14. So, you know, they're going to be smarting about that defeat.
Yes. You know, and I'm excited about the situation. A lot of people say your team takes on your attitude, and my attitude is, and every time, is I want this situation. It's a great situation for us to play a team like that, to come out and show that we are better than what we put on the field the last couple of weeks. So I'm excited for our guys to come out and do some things right and take on the challenge that we have in front of us, you know, especially them coming out with a loss, defending state champions. You know, that it's a big stage for us. We want to go out and play this game.
All right, Southeast Polk, what worries you the most about this team?
Well, they execute, you know, at the top of the line. You know, that's one of the things that we're trying to get at. They do have some athletes around the field. You know, the big Caden Proctor kid is a kid that can move one or two people at one time. The real thing I see is their defense. Their defense flies around, make plays. They're really aggressive. I think we have to match their aggressiveness offensively on their defensive side to be any way successful. So we got to make sure we take care of that.
All right. For you, your team this week, how's practice been?
You know, we've done some fun things with our guys this week. We still been bothered by sickness in the last 2-3 weeks. We had 3 kids out today with sickness, so we're still battling that. But that gives other guys an opportunity to come in and work. We're just taking care of that business. But, you know, we did some fun things this week. I know yesterday we had a rock, scissor, paper championship tournament, whatever. We did that yesterday, and one of our kids won the championship. Caden won that yesterday. And then the day before we had a punt with our linemen, offensive linemen versus our defensive linemen catching punts. And our defensive lineman won. And looking back at that, a couple of our defensive linemen are receivers, so it's kind of unfair a little bit. So, but they won that. So our kids are still upbeat. They still know they got a lot in front of them. And, you know, we preach that to them every day. We're here to get better. We're here to make sure we finish out this season. Most of our goals are still in front of us, so we still got to go get those.
Well, Coach, at this point in the season, how do you push it? Like sometimes you want to maybe have a more – physical, tougher practice. How do you handle that at this point in the year?
you know, we try to make sure the speed and the tempo is more important right now. We do still want to work fundamentals and techniques, especially with tackling. We try not to go to the ground, but we still work on fundamental tackle, or wrapping up, driving your legs and those things. Same thing with blocks, finishing up your blocks. We tell our guys to stay up. So we try to do those things. We do have certain times, like, you know, yesterday with the heat, where we have them take off the helmet and shoulder pads and work through some walkthroughs and things like that. So we try to balance that out as best we can, especially with our numbers. You know, we don't have, you know, platoon football. We got an offense and a defense. We got plenty of guys that go both ways. So we got to definitely manage our side of it. Football.
Mark Farley, the UNI head football coach, had an interesting comment the other day. The Panthers have had some problems tackling, and he says, you know, he doesn't want to spend, you know, 3 hours tackling. He says mostly about tackling, it's between the ears. It's an attitude.
It is attitude, you know, and that's, I'm coached for a long time, and my best tacklers are my most physical guys. You know, guys that's not scared of contact. You know, those are your best tacklers, and some are wrestlers and hockey players that cut on. Best tacklers, those guys. So, yeah, it is. I agree with them. I definitely agree with them. It's a mentality. It's not a, you know, you got to learn this way or that way. Some technique that goes into it and fundamentals, make sure you're keeping your head up the safe way and those things. But the guys that want to hit and want to tackle, those guys will do it.
We're talking with Alani Moore, the head football coach for the Wahawks of Waterloo West. Kind of touched on this. This is our question of the night here. How do you determine what a good practice is as a head coach?
A good practice, you know, it's crazy for me is I'm a big believer in tempo. Guys are moving. We're not walking in practice from one play to the next. That's just more important to me to make sure the tempo is going well. You know, guys are making sure we execute at the same time. We do make a mistake. Let's hustle back and figure it out and not wasting time practice. I don't want to waste their time. I want to make sure we're out there and get things done. So for a good practice, to me, that's what I like to see. I like to see guys moving. You know, having fun, enjoying yourself, but at the same time, we're not walking, we're not dragging, we're not doing no kind of stuff. So the tempo is probably more important to me for a good practice.
All right. What time will be kickoff Friday?
We probably go around 7:30, 7:15, okay. 7:30. So it's no homecoming, anything, festivities from there. So should kick off right around that time. We got our freshmen going before. So our JV plays on Monday versus Southeast Polk down in Southeast Polk. So that'll be the situation there.
Well, should be some outstanding talent at Memorial Stadium coming up on Friday as Waterloo West hosting Southeast Polk in Class 5A football. And, Coach, good luck as you take on the Rams. And let's talk about a big win next week, okay?
Yeah, big upset. This is us supposed to go get it. And I tell our guys, we got to believe. We got to believe and go get it. So thanks for having us and go Wolves.
Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. On the way next, we'll talk with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head football coach. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858 and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1. Select your vehicle. 2. Create your offer. 3. Schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at CommunityBuickGMC.com. GMC. We are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Nope. Welcome back. Mark Simpson with you. This is the Coach's Huddle coming live from Peppers. If you missed any of the interviews we had with some of the coaches, tomorrow morning you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Coming live from Peppers Grill and Sports Pub, we're joined now by Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. They opened up Class 1A District 4 action on the road against MFL Marmac last week, and a long bus trip, and it's a long night for the Sailors. You fall 27-7 is the final score as MFL Marmac takes a 21-7 lead at halftime, and Sailors unable to come back as Miffle Marmac with the win last Friday.
Yeah, they came out and they were ready to go. I mean, they're a quarterfinalist last year, lost two of their top backs. But man, that Coach Anderson up there, he's got a heck of a thing going. You know, they were tough. They're a lot tougher than we were on Friday. They came out and hit us in the mouth and kind of knocked us on our backsides. And you know, as bad as we played in terms of, you know, we gave up a touchdown right before half with 38 seconds left. We fumbled, you know, we couldn't convert on third and short, you know, gave up a big receiving touchdown in the first, you know, we were down 21-7 at half. And like I said, they scored with 38 seconds left in the half, which you can't give those plays up and expect to win. And, you know, our kids came out in the second half and fought, but, you know, we've just been so anemic offensively. We were inside the 20-yard line 3 times in the second half, 4 times in the game, and came away with 0 points. Mm. So we got to get that figured out. That's definitely been a point of emphasis where, you know, it comes down to execution where, you know, if you give great effort and you focus on your fundamentals, that leads to execution, which we haven't done a great job of, but that's definitely something that we've been –
Waterloo Columbus head football coach Brad Schmidt, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Sailors touchdown comes on a 35-yard touchdown reception from Carter Lockhart to Miles Gardner. Lockhart for the game, 14 out of 27, 185 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Carson Hurts, 58 yards rushing. Lockhart spread the well, 7 different receivers.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, we got down and we had to, you know, it was late in the game, kind of trying to make something of it. But yeah, we had some kids step up and catch the ball. You know, I mean, we're not a team that's built to come back like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I always say that, you know, like play a team like MFL that you want to get them down. You know, they run that wing T style where then they. You want to force them to throw. We're kind of in that similar mode where, you know, we want to establish the run you know, on Friday we had trouble doing that, and you know, you got to credit them because their kids came out and were ready to go and hit us in the mouth, and it took us a little while to respond. Our kids did respond, but you know, unfortunately those slow starts that puts you behind the eight ball.
Did MFL Marmac do anything different than maybe you anticipated?
I don't think they did anything different. I was worried about the outside run, their buck sweep, where they block everything down and pull guards and get it to their big back, number eight, Powell, on the outside. We actually held Powell to, I don't know, I think he only had like 60 yards rushing, but their fullback, you know, ate us up inside, which I didn't foresee coming. You know, they had a pretty good game plan for, you know, our best interior lineman. And, you know, they executed. Their quarterback, you know, he had a high completion rate. You know, they were good on third down. And they just executed better than we did. And you know, they were tougher than us. So you execute better and you play tougher, you're going to come out on top.
I'm talking with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head football coach. And great thing about athletics, there's always a next game. And right. So this Friday, you're at home against Cascade. Did I read this right? You have four consecutive games at home?
We do, yes. Postville forfeited last year, so they forfeit their home.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're at home the next 4 weeks, which is definitely a good feeling because, you know, it's always nice to be at home. There's a familiarity with it. And, yeah, we're looking for – we're chomping at the bit. I mean, our backs are definitely against the wall. And, you know, we definitely feel that there's a sense of urgency where, you know, Cascade's coming off a big win. And
Cascade beat Dyersville Beckman last week by a point, 14-13. Cascade 3-1, most importantly 1-0 in 1A District 4. And tell us about the Cougars. It sounds like must be a pretty talented team.
Yeah, they're got a lot of guys back from last year. They don't have a ton of guys out, kind of like us. But the guys they do have out are dangerous. You know, they're number six, Menster. He's probably the best back in one of the best backs in 1A. I mean, he's a home run threat every time he touches the ball. If he gets out in space, he's dangerous. And quarterback, very crafty, you know, can run it, can throw it. They do a number of things schematically, offensively that you know, they're going to make you cover the whole field horizontally and vertically. So definitely have our work cut out for us with Menster and, you know, what Coach Frake has them doing over there. But like I said, I mean, it's definitely an opportunity for us to come back and show people that, you know, yeah, we're 1-3, but, you know, we've played a pretty tough schedule at this point, and, you know, we got to get back on track by coming out and starting fast.
All right, Coach, how much pressure now does this put on you losing that first district game?
I mean, I think the big thing with that is, you know, you kind of – you always hear, you know, you control your destiny where you want to host a home playoff game, which, you know, obviously that portion of the coach speak is out the door, where at this point, you know, I just want our kids to come out and fight, you know, play extremely hard, play as hard as they can, you know, try, you know, execute at a high level, minimize mental and, you know, the physical mistakes, you know, the mental mistakes will get you beat. So, you know, like I said, you know, we've kind of had the back against the wall mentality this week, or we're trying to drill that into the kids where, you know, the clock is ticking and time is of the essence, and we don't have time to sit around and wait to, you know, well, maybe this will happen or maybe this will happen. No, we need to go make it happen. We need to create our own luck by starting fast and being extremely physical on Friday night.
Brad Schmidt is the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. And, health-wise, we okay right now?
Yeah, getting Holt House back, you know, our All-State guy last year. He hadn't played the last 2 weeks. You know, but we're all right. We're all right. We could be in a much worse spot. So we're feeling pretty good about where we're at. Just got a couple guys banged up, but, you know, next man up. So.
And the coach appreciates this weather compared to yesterday's.
Yeah, about a 40-degree difference. And we were talking about that after practice. It's like, man, it's like 97 when practice ended yesterday, and it was – what, about 57, 60 degrees? When big difference here, man. That's fall, September in Iowa, I suppose.
All right. Coach, this is our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. How do you determine what a good practice is?
Well, I think the number one thing you want to see out of practice is competition. You want to see guys compete. I think that, you know, one of the things that I always think about in a good practice is you want to put these kids in stressful situations to where you want the practice to be harder than the game, where, you know, that's a tough thing to simulate. But if you can simulate that, you know, you're going to be in a great spot. And, you know, we're working towards that, you know, with what we have. And it's certainly tough to simulate the speed of what you see on Friday night throughout the week. But, you know, we got a lot of guys that try. So, I think that's for me, you know, you want competition and then you want it to be hard because you know, it's going to be hard on Friday night.
All right. Well, Brad, good luck. You got a Cascade coming to McLaughlin Field Friday. Should be a fun atmosphere. This is in homecoming game.
Nah, right? Next week.
Next week. Yeah. Okay. And so you get ready for the Cougars of Cascade and Sailors looking for a home win and just looking for play well.
No doubt. Got to play hard.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and best of luck Friday.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle as we begin to wrap things up here on today's program. Again, this is what's going to happen for the Metro teams coming up on Friday at the Dome. It's Cedar Falls. It's celebrating their homecoming game as they'll be entertaining the Muskies of Muscatine. Cedar Falls coming in 2-2 on the year, looking to snap a two-game losing streak. Muscatine is 1-3. Waterloo East, they'll begin Class 4A District 2 action. And they got a tough test. They're on the road taking on the third-ranked team in Class 4A, Waverly Shell Rock. Waterloo East right now, winless 0-4. Waverly Shell Rock 4-0. At Memorial Stadium, coming up Friday, another team with a Metro team facing a big challenge is Waterloo West. The Wahawks right now at 1-3, three-game losing streak for West. They'll be taking on Southeast Polk, the defending state champs. They're 3-1, and Waterloo West trying to play giant killer coming up on Friday. And we just heard from Brad Schmidt, the head coach for the Sailors of Waterloo Columbus, as Waterloo Columbus entertaining Cascade in Class 1A District 4 action. Coach's Huddle tonight brought to you, as always, by these fantastic sponsors. Can't thank them enough. Community Buick, GMC, Brad McConough, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our terrific host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Stop by Pepper's this weekend. Watch your favorite team on one of their over 50 televisions. Their all-star staff will treat you well. They've done a great job for us every Wednesday night over the years. Great job by Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, our wonderful hosts. If you missed any of the interviews tonight, tomorrow morning, download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Well, that will wrap it up for Coach's Huddle for this week. We'll be back next Wednesday from 6 to 7 as we get ready for week 6 of the high school football season. Until then, I'm Mark Simpson. You've been listening to The Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
And you're clear. All right, thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan, KCNZ, Cedar Falls, Waterloo, a Koloff Media Station.